Can you make a person dream absolutely anything in the world?
Anything you like. I can mix up any dreams you like.
How could you mix it up?
Oh, like mixing a cake.
Go on.
Well, I have dozens of dreams on my shelves. Right or left?
Right.
Well, they is getting very lonesome by themselves in those glassy bottles. They likes being mixed.
So you have dreams about the Queen of England.
Mm, lots of them.
And about giants eating people.
Swiggles of them.
And about little girls like me.
Those is the commonest of all.
And so you could mix all of them up just as I want you to.
Of course.
Listen, I want you to mix a dream which you will blow into the Queen of England's bedroom when she's asleep. And this is how it will go.
But how is I going to get near enough to the Queen of England's bedroom?
I'll come to that later. Now, here is the dream I want you to mix. I want the Queen to dream that 9 disgusting giants are galloping to England in the night. She must dream their names as well, right?
Right. Flesh lump eater, man hugger, bone cruncher, child chewer.
And so on, exactly. Yeah. Let her dream that they'll be snatching little boys and girls from their beds. Do they eat them on the spot, or do they carry them away first?
Well, they is usually just popping them straight into their mouths like popcorn.
Put that in the dream. And then the dream must say that when their tummies are full, they will go galloping back to giant country where no one can find them.
Is that all?
Certainly not. You must then explain to the Queen that there is a big, friendly giant who can tell her where all those beasts are living, so she can send her army to capture them.
Right. Is that all?
No! There's just one last thing. Let her dream that there is a little girl called Sophie sitting on her windowsill who will tell her where the big friendly giant is hiding.
Where is he hiding?
We'll come to that later. So the Queen dreams her dream, right? And she wakes up and the first thing she thinks is, oh, what a horrid dream! And then she looks up from her pillow and what does she see?
What does she see?
She sees a little girl called Sophie sitting on her windowsill.
How is you going to get on the Queen's windowsill?
You're going to put me there. If someone dreams that there's a little girl sitting on her windowsill, and then she wakes up and sees that the little girl really is sitting there, that's a dream come true, isn't it?
I is beginning to see where you is driving to. Perhaps the Queen is believing the rest of the dream too.
That's about it. But I shall have to convince her of that.
You said you is wanting the dream to say there is a big friendly giant who is also going to talk to the Queen.
Absolutely. You must. You're the only one who can tell her where to find the other giants.
Well, he's not wanting to be shooted at by her soldiers.
The soldiers are only at the front of the palace. At the back, there is a huge garden, and there are no soldiers in there.
Good.
There's a very high wall with spikes on it to stop people climbing in. But you could simply walk over that.
I is frightened of London.
Don't be! It's full of tiny dark streets, and there are very few people about in the witching hour.
And you is absolutely sure the Queen will not put me in a zoo with all the caterpillars?
Of course she won't. You'll be a hero. And you'll never have to eat snozcumbers again.
Oh, you mean it?
Humans don't grow them.
When is you want me to mix this special drink?
Now, at once!
And when is we going to see the Queen?
Tonight!
Why such a flushbunk and flurry?
If we can't save tonight's children, we can at least save tomorrow's.
Then we'd better get crackling.
Oh, I knew you'd do it. Come on, let's hurry!
Very soon, Sophie was staring down at a fearful nightmare dream that was thrashing away in a huge glass jar. It was much larger than the others. It was about the size and shape of, shall we say, a turkey's egg. It was jellyfish. It had tinges of bright scarlet deep inside it.
I don't want to give the Queen a nightmare.
I is thinking that your Queen will be happy to have a nightmare if having a nightmare is going to save a lot of human beings from being gobbled up by filthsome giants. Is I right or is I left?
I suppose you're right.
All right, now let's be putting the dream bottle in my pocket. Is you going to sit in there with it during the travel?
Never.
Then where is you going to sit?